Blog Talk Radio.
Can you only imagine? Can you imagine just standing before the king? Oh, I can only imagine what it would be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine. Can only imagine. I could only imagine to be surrounded by your glory. What will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus? Or in
Everybody, you was listening to Tamela Mann, I Can Only Imagine. Isn't that a beautiful song? We all can imagine just seeing Jesus for ourselves and doing the will. We're just so excited today to be on the air again, and we just thank each and everyone for coming on the broadcast and the chat room, Block Talk Radio, Facebook. You're listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministries. Our founder and host is Evangelist Adrienne Bernard. She has found this broadcast, and we're so excited. We're just overwhelmed today. I guess just thinking and remembering the weekend, Friday, how the Lord blessed and how he kept us on this broadcast. Matter of fact, I think tomorrow will be the two-year anniversary. Today is the two-year anniversary of New Destiny Ministries, A Time of Reflection on Block Talk Radio. Everybody can give Jesus Christ a praise and a shout-out, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here day by day. And he sends his rhema word from heaven above down to the earth on his people. And I was just thinking, and I say, Lord, you know, when we had the praise-a-thon, too, it was so awesome. The Lord normally... I'm talking about the celebration today a little bit before I turn it over to Evangelist Bernard, because I was meaning to talk about it Friday night with the praise-a-thon. It was just so much word and so many anointed speakers and prophets, and the Lord sent his word down there, and it was about 12 speakers and intercessor praying and songs and hymns unto the Lord. And I was just saying, Lord, you know, you're just awesome, because he eliminated her conference. Normally every year, Evangelist Bernard, as I have known her, she have done a conference every year and brought in speakers to go forth. And then on Saturday, Friday night, then Saturday, she would have a sort of banquet. And then the speakers would come on, and then Sunday it would final out. And that was her first year of spiritual leadership when I met Evangelist Bernard. She was doing her first year of spiritual leadership. So when she launched her ministry, she was having spiritual leadership, which is one part of her ministry, the first part that the Lord had given her and had anointed and had manifest. And we were so excited. It was just a blessing. That's where I met Dr. Winston Singleton there and Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. She had them two and quite a bit of different speakers and pastors and evangelists at that affair. So the second year, the Lord, during that time, she was doing a conference, and she was thinking in her mind that it was just the spiritual leadership that she was going to build higher. But the Lord had more plans for her and added another ministry to her spiritual leadership ministry, and that was production and producing on Block Talk Radio. So there we go with that. So last year she had the first anniversary for Block Talk Radio that Jesus Christ had allowed us to come forth, and he had opened it up, and he had said, well, I've given you the vision, and I will give you the provision. I said, hallelujah, this is something exciting. So she came on as a novice, but Jesus Christ instructed her and taught her. Matter of fact, she went through another group pastor that was on the broadcast. It was called Circle of Love, and we were in the same church, and they were there, the two evangelists was there that were hosting Circle of Love at period time. So they had Evangelist Bernard to come on, and she went on not knowing not knowing. That's why I say we got to remember that the Lord is guiding our paths, and we don't know what kind of ministry he's going to attach to another ministry. So, glory, I feel the Holy Ghost, y'all. Hey, hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I said, Evangelist, don't put me on here because I'll be on the floor in a minute because I just feel the Holy Ghost. And I said, I got to go forth and tell this because I was going to give her, you know, accolades on Friday and let y'all know just how certain things came about. But, I mean, I was just so full that it didn't get around to it. But since, and the Lord knows everything and how he wants it set up. So I'm just taking this little time to let y'all know how all of this came about with Evangelist Bernard, but especially Jesus Christ itself. So anyway, she started with Circle of Love, and that was Pastor Adams. And she went on not knowing that the Lord was setting her up for a broadcast. So she went on there for about a week or 2 weeks or something like that nature. I know it was round, and she was on there for a little bit on Circle of Love. But I think about November, December, I can't remember. December, I think you started this broadcast, didn't you?
Yes.
December, they was having a function at the church she was in, and she was getting ready to launch this ministry here. But she had no idea, saints out there in chat room and Facebook and Twitter and each and every one. She had no idea what Jesus Christ had in mind for her. So she went on over to Circle of Love and helped out Pastor Adams. And something said to her, she said in her spirit, well, you can do this, and I want you to do a ministry. And now she's, you know, you hear a lot of times, Holly, she's a novice, that when she first went on here. But she took the challenge, and the Lord, I think she was on there a couple of weeks, and then the end of December, if I can remember, she called me and said that she was hosting a Block Talk radio station. I said, huh? She said, I'm hosting a Block Talk radio station. At that time, there wasn't that many on that. I think she was learning how to do it, and Evangelist Adrian Bernard, the founder and host of that, and Jesus Christ, she was doing everything, you know, like the chat room, the sign, the switchboard, bringing on the messages and Facebook and Twitter and putting the songs in and everything. So, and I'm saying to myself, so we went on, and then after a week or so, more people come on, and she got speakers. Matter of fact, the first speaker was Prophet Michael Lewis, wasn't it? And then Prophet Cheryl Harrison done a week of teaching and preaching about the effectual prayer of the righteous. So, and then after that, it was like, oh, I'm getting better. She got better and better and better and better and better. And every week, the Lord, you know, one thing about it out there, saints, Jesus Christ is faithful. I'm a living witness. I've been on this broadcast with I call it the beginning of the first. I think I came on the first week, or maybe the second week that Jesus Christ had instituted this broadcast. Mind you now. I'm telling you who brought on this broadcast, and that was Jesus Christ himself from heaven above down to this earth for his people. And I'm telling you, it's true. It's really true how he had blessed and anointed and sent his people here, the callers, the listeners, in the chat room, you know, on the air, on the telephone, and he has sent in such anointed preachers and teachers and helpers and everything and artists and just everything you can imagine that he set up here in this Block Talk Radio was like he done in the Bible in his church. He set up a fivefold ministry, plus he had backup. I say, Lord Jesus, you awesome. So anyway, we went on, and Evangelist Bernard started getting more and more. The Lord kept sending in more and more speakers, and more came on the line. And then, you know what, it's just such a blessing because we had a lot of The African people came on. I mean, it's all from Australia. I mean, it's this Block Talk Radio go all over, Liberia, everywhere. And, I mean, they were connecting. They were calling from Liberia. I say, oh, God, sometimes I can't hardly pay my phone bill. They call from Liberia. But, you know, God is able and God is awesome. You can't put him in no box. So anyway, they came on and they were going forth, and then so many more came on, and then all through the time and when they would be busy or whatever and they couldn't come on, they would always be in touch with Evangelist Bernard. So I say to you and to greet each and every one out there today that this is truly the work of Jesus Christ. I was looking at a verse that sells it all, and it's in Psalms 118. And verse 23, and it says, this is the Lord's doing. This is the Lord's doing, saints. It is marvelous in our eyes, and I have seen the growth of this broadcast. I have seen how Jesus send down the word, whether we're ready or not. He sends an anointed word on this broadcast, and he uses Evangelist Bernard mightily. She is truly anointed of Jesus Christ, and she believes that. And I was looking, and I love her dearly, you know, like the love of Jesus, because she do have a heart for God's people. And I was looking, and I said, you know, I was giving her, letting you know about her and her standards. You know, because she can get on here and say, well, this and that and the other, but I'm noticing and I'm looking and I'm watching and I'm praying and I'm seeing, and it's all coming about how the Bible is set up, how Evangelist Bernard has labored in the vineyard for God's people. And she takes this seriously. She takes God's people seriously. She'll tell you, call my Natu. You can call me anytime. And listen, saints, that's true. You can call anytime. She'll call you right back. She'll pray with you. She'll talk. You know, she'll counsel. She'll do whatever the Lord is leading in her heart. She does what the Holy Ghost say, not what that flesh say. You know, because we all got to die with this flesh. So that's why we're on this 21-day fast. But I just wanted to give her her flowers while she was here, because I have been here, you know, with her, with the conception, and we work close together, so I see her, and I, you know, and I know that it is sincere. And I was thinking about that, and I say, Lord, you know, I love her. I told her, I say, you know, Evangelist Bernard, I want the Lord to be like Elijah and Elijah. I want that double portion of you. So she just fell out laughing. But anyway, I looked at the scripture, and it reminded me of Galatians chapter 6, and I'm going to read it just for you, 9 and 10 about Evangelist Bernard. And it say, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And she does that. She may get down and say, oh, Lord, or this and that, and all of a sudden something will stir up in her spirit, or she'll talk to a prophetess or whoever the Lord leads the call, and the next thing you know, it's all like it's history. It's all over. I done passed that test. I'm going on because I got to do the work of the ministry while I'm on this earth for Jesus Christ, because she knows that the Lord has called her, and not only called her, he has chosen her, and he has appointed her for this task that is in the hand. And he has appointed each and every one of y'all that come on the broadcast too. Maybe not in the position that she have, you know, because he has so many gifts and callings within for his people. So I said, Lord, and then I says in 10, and I like this with Evangelist Bernard, as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And I see her do that. She'll stop and give a ride to not so much as the saints or whatever. Whatever the need is, if she's able to do it, she will do it. And this is one of her scriptures. I look at her and I see this, and I say, Lord, have mercy. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say, Lord Jesus, I just thank you for letting me be a small part of this broadcast. It's just an awesome experience. It's exciting because I am a witness. See, I'm a sidewalk witness. And I say, Lord, I thank you for this witness that you have put in us, all of us, because this go all over the United States and all parts of different continents. I say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. I thank you for Evangelist Adrian's faithfulness. She's faithful to this broadcast. She's faithful to God's people. I have never, she be tired over the, like the telethon. I mean, we be tired. You know, we get tired and we do all the work. But if somebody call, she's up in that phone and she's ministering or she's listening or she's going back and forth. So my point is what she says, she accomplishes and she do. So I say, Lord, I thank you so much for this broadcast. I love her dearly with the love of Jesus in my heart, and I love each and every one of y'all that's calling in all over with the love of Jesus, because this is awesome. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't be here. The Lord and have called y'all here. We some of y'all we have never seen by faith. But we know your spirit. We know Jesus Christ is setting up this ministry. And not only that, Evangelist Bernard held this ministry to build up other saints in their ministry. She's like a birther. You know what I mean. The Lord said a midwife. They say the midwife. Hallelujah. So I'm excited today. I took this time out because today is the day of our anniversary, and I felt like I need to let y'all know something about our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. And you know what? She's always from New Orleans. She's always telling that. She's always from New Orleans, but she's here in Stockton, California. So we're so excited. I'm excited that Jesus Christ will allow me to be just a part of this. The part of his work, because, you know, I know that his rhema word comes from heaven down to earth on this broadcast. I know it's not a fake, because I've been here for 2 years, because I said, Evangelist Bernard, is it Jesus or is it you? Who is it? Hey, hallelujah, she said, Sister Ruby, you're too much. But see, we got to, the Lord say, watch and pray. Watch and pray. She can watch me and she can pray, and I can watch her and I can pray. And I'm telling y'all saints all out there that this is the real deal. Evangelist Bernard is real, and I love her dearly, and I just thought I would just take out a little time, because everybody know we on Block Talk Radio and the call-in numbers, and this is her anniversary, that Jesus Christ not only gave her a spiritual leadership ministry, but he also gave her a Block Talk Radio ministry, and she never expected it. Neither did I expect that I would be on the broadcast. And then she turned around and taught me. I'm 71 years old and ain't know too much about a computer. And she came over here and taught me how to hook it up. What you say? Turn it on. Get to the chat room. I'm all over this thing. I said, I said, Lord, I thank you, because I never thought that I would grasp it as much, because I come from the background where you had writing and pencils and printing, and this was so important, and writing letters and all like that. Wasn't no computers or anything around when I went to elementary about, 65 years ago. So I'm just saying, Lord, I just thank you. She's an excellent teacher. And she has patience. You know, when she don't get patient, she don't holler. She just say, is it over there? You see it? I said, no, I don't see it myself. I don't see it, but I'm going to say till I learn. But she had taught me this computer, how to put it up and put it down. And isn't that a blessing? A 71-year-old lady. I said, Lord, I didn't even think I would be able to obtain it. You know, but when Jesus give you a mission, it's all about him obtaining it inside of our spirit and our heart. When we truly want to do the work of the Lord and love his people and love his work, he will open up that heart to get it in there so that you can have it and remember. And I say, Lord, I just thank you so much. So with that, I'm just excited. I just love all y'all, but I love Evangelist Bernard. And this is the real deal up in this Block Talk Radio. God bless all of y'all for me taking up the time. Evangelist Bernard, for all the way, she came from New Orleans, but she's stationed here in Stockton, California. So we give me a great honor to introduce our founder and our host, Evangelist Adrienne Bernard in Stockton, California. Amen. Can we get an amen? Hallelujah. I'm excited. I got time. You gave me the phone, so it's over.
Lord have mercy. Now, you know I wasn't prepared for this at all today. Sitting here at this computer, was going to do a rebroadcast of a message Elder Burns spoke about the power of forgiveness. And I had no idea the Lord would have Sister Ruby to say all of that she said. I wasn't prepared, so really my heart is just full right now. Thank you, Jesus. But as I think about this broadcast and what God has done, and just looking at the stats, over 65,755 listeners in 2 years, you know, my heart is so full today. Today is the second year anniversary, December the 9th, 2011. We began this broadcast, and I tell you, I was a novice. You know, I've always been a person that loved coordinating and facilitating and getting things together, even when I wasn't saved and I was lived in New Orleans, born and raised. You know, we would always, New Orleans is a party city, so we would always get together, and we live for the party, so I knew how to get things together and what have you. And I did not know what God had in store for me, but when he told me to launch this ministry and to launch out into the deep, and that he would introduce me to some new people right here in Stockton, I was ready to move, go back to Atlanta, go on back home. But it wasn't God's timing. And I said, well, Lord, what am I going to do? I resigned the position, general secretary of a council, and I resigned after I was elected for 4 years, but I couldn't weather that storm because, you know what, when you want God to be blessed, when you want God to be shown in your life and you want him, hallelujah, to direct your path, God is not a God that dwells in the midst of confusion and chaos. God is a God of love, and that's why the scriptures say, where there's envy and strife, there's every evil work. I could only stay in that position for 2 years, and it was a very dark time in my life. It was a very disappointing time in my life because I had to resign, and I had to pull away from an organization that I had been a part of for 27 years. Friends, you know, family, relatives, neighbors, coworkers. You know, a lot of people that I met in those 27 years. So I couldn't fulfill that four-year term. And I said, Lord, I found myself getting sick. Hallelujah. I found myself getting sick when the council time would approach. And even though I had put in the work and got all of the programs and events together for a 2 or 3 day council, when that time began to approach, I found myself getting sick. And I said, Lord, I got to pull away. This is killing me. I love ministry. I love working in the kingdom of God, but this is killing me. And so I said, Lord, I got to resign. I got to get away from this. And I had a talk with the Lord, and the Lord released me. And I felt so bad, and it's just a testimony because this month we're talking about a time of reflection. We're reflecting on where God has brought us from. Amen. And we're reflecting upon even his goodness yet till today. Amen. So Dr. Singleton, he was the chairman of this particular council. And I didn't want to leave him. And I felt so bad, but I knew God had released me. So I said, Lord, I don't want to leave Winnie. I can't leave him. You know, I was his secretary, and the Lord said, I've released you. I've released you. And so I called Dr. Singleton, and I said, I'm sending in my resignation letter. And he said, what? I said, I got to go. I can't do this anymore. And it was the Council of June 2011. I'll never forget it. And I said, I have to go. So he felt bad and everything. But about 2 weeks later, the Lord released him, and he resigned. So I said, Lord, what do I do? What will I do? I said, you know, you feel like you're going to be blackballed, you know, when you resign and you walk away from things, you know folks is going to run their mouths. I say, but I didn't do anything. So the Lord said, don't worry about it. I said, well, I got to leave here. I got to go. I don't believe I can do effective ministry. And God told me, he said, don't you go anywhere. He said, and then he began to bring the scriptures to me. He said, I have some that you know not of. He said, I got 7,000. When the prophet said, well, nobody left but him, the Lord said, wait a minute, brother. I got more than you. He said, I have 7,000 that haven't even bowed. And he released me, and I went on. But you know, when you're hurt, you need some time to heal. And even though God may be using you while you hurt, he's healing you. The 10 lepers, they were healed as they went. And as I continued to seek God, and I launched this ministry, hallelujah, truly everything that the Lord spoke in my spirit, I can say today, 2 years later, almost 3 years later with my ministry, but 2 years later with this Blog Talk Radio, God has done just what he said he would do. And I tell you, I haven't met the over 65,000 listeners that have tuned into this broadcast by the internet or by the chat room or by calling in or by going into the archives. I've never met them. But I guarantee you, God knows every one of them. He know their name. He know their addresses. Amen. And he know their spirits. So I marvel at God. And I tell you, just sitting here listening to Sister Ruby say all that she said, I'd rather say something wonderful and give somebody. I'm a giver. And it's very hard for me to be on the receiving end. But I tell you, these past 2 years, I have been a recipient of God's blessings. I've been a recipient of what he will do for you if you are faithful to the assignment that he give you. I tell you, and it blew my mind. God has just been blowing my mind. I remember last year I was talking to, not last year, this year, early about April, I was talking to Sister Albertine, and I was telling about my car situation and what have you. And she don't know, but she spoke prophetically. And she said, Sister Bernard, she said, God going to bless you with a car. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. And I tell you, God blessed me with a car. I didn't have to, Jesus, didn't have to make a down payment. I said, Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And when the Lord told me to go get that car, I said, Lord, I don't have the money to get this car, and you're telling me to go out to this auto lot, and I say, I don't have the money. And I heard three times the Lord say, go. And I went. Ah, hallelujah. And Jesus, I bless you. I bless you. Prophetess, my friend, I call her my mother, one of my spiritual mothers, Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. She was doing her 34-year vow renewal that same Saturday, and I was in my niece's car. She have a little Honda, and I said, well, I'm going to go out here, Lord. I just want to go to two dealerships. And the Lord said, I said, because I have to go and attend this vow renewal ceremony. And so I went to the Honda dealership. That was the first dealership. And I said, well, I was going to get me a little Honda like my niece. And things didn't work out. I told them what I was looking at. I didn't know. I just said off the top of my head, I don't want to spend no more than about $15,000, but I didn't have a dime. Nothing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, no, things didn't work out. So I went to the next dealership, and there was this black Mercedes sitting there. And I tell you, saints of God, God had that car sitting there waiting on me. The car was waiting on me. Hallelujah. And I told the people, I said, now, I can't stay to go through all this paperwork. I have another engagement. And so I gave them a little information, and then that was on a Saturday. That Monday, I'm trying to encourage somebody today to let you know, if you're faithful to God, I was going to do a rebroadcast. But you know what? When the Spirit says something else, Sister Ruby, God used her today to go a different way. Amen. So I don't know who's on the line yet. Sister Ruby's at the switchboard. I ain't even looking. Amen. But I tell you, I went on and I went to the vow renewal, and make a long story short, I had the car for about 2 weeks. And hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. They called me back and they say, Miss Bernard, we need you. We need some more income. Well, I didn't have no more income, so ain't no sense in me lying, and ain't no sense in me playing no games with them. I didn't have no more income. They said, well, if you can't show us any more income, we're going to need a cosigner. So I said, well, Lord, I don't have nobody to cosign. So one of my supporters, I tell you, I called them and told them. I said, they said, well, I can't understand how they let you ride around for 2 weeks and not, wasn't you approved? I said, yes. Yes, I was. So about 2 days had passed, and they called me back, and I said, they said, you say the Lord told you to go get that car? I said, yes. Honey, within 2 days, the Lord had them talk to him, paid the whole car off. Didn't know nobody a dime, but in the meantime, I had got together, you know how you just pull something together, about $1,500, and I had put that's what I had put down on the car. The Lord blessed me, gave me the $1,500 back. I left off that car lot with $160. That was for the full coverage insurance. The ride off that car lot with, I tell you, you can't be God-given. You can't be God-given. And yesterday, ooh, glory, we just going to have some testimonies today, then we'll bring the rebroadcast back tomorrow. This is our celebratory month, and this is the date that we came on this Blog Talk Radio, December the 9th, 2 years ago, 2011. But even telling you, those of you that's on this 21-day fast, I'm telling you, God is going to do something for us before this year is out. Those that have been faithful, those that have committed and going through this fast, whatever you're seeking God for, I'm here to tell you, he's going to answer your prayers. He's going to answer those petitions and those requests that you have before. Saturday, I had already said, well, I'm going to go in fellowship with Ella McGill. So when I got on up, I said, okay, I'm going on over here to Ella McGill. Sister Corinthian had asked me, said, well, where are you going to fellowship today? I said, I'm going over to Elder McGill. And I went, she said, well, don't be surprised if you see us there. And so I went on over there, and surely she and her girls came on in the door. And I had only been in there about maybe 10 minutes, and the pastor came and asked me to preach. And I said, Lord, have mercy. So I just had to pray. I said, now, God, I don't have nothing. What can I say for this, say to the people of this house? And he said, tell them they shall live and not die. And I went right on back to when, you know, last week or week before last, when we talked about those four lepers and how they went in the city, that God had already made the Syrians escape and left the whole city. And everything they had need of was in that city. That was what God had me to preach. But what was so profound where God just wanted me to trust him? See, God will test you. He'll test you. And if right after you preach, the test come, the tempter come. Because guess what? He want to know if you, what you just preached to these other folks, are you going to be able to live it? Will you be able to do it? Amen. So I tell you, after I preach, the pastor gave me a love offering. And when I got there, I was walking to my car. And I told Sister Corinthian, I said, I got to give this money back. And when I went and opened up the car and one of our daughters helped pull off my boots, the Spirit spoke and said, go back and give him half of that offering. Go back and give half of it to him. Hallelujah. And the pastor had his coat on and he was ready to go. I said, Pastor such and such, I have to give this back to you. The Lord told me to give you back this half of this offering back. Amen. And when I left, I got on in the car, and when I made it to my destination, I seen a few texts had come through, and the text had come through, and the supporter told me, see, I just sold a seed on PayPal to you. Glory to God. And she said, I sold a seed. That's all it was said and what it was. And I said, look at God. God had gave me four times the amount of that offering. Four times. Not one, not double, not triple, but quadruple. Four times in the matter of 10 or 15 minutes. You know why? Because I heard the voice of God. That's why it's important, people, to know God's voice for yourself. You can't go on with somebody else saying. You got to know the voice of God for yourself. You have to try God for yourself. You have to have a testimony for yourself. That's why he said, save yourself from this untoward generation. How you got to celebrate you. You got to celebrate Jesus. I'm not a touch your neighbor speaker. That's not what I do. Because sometimes God ain't talking to your neighbor. Sometimes God wants you to encourage yourself. Sometimes God wants you to trust him. Sometimes he wants you to launch out into the deep. Glory to God. But sometimes we're afraid. And that's where fear come in. But God is not the author of fear. He said he would give us a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. There's no fear in God. Amen, amen. Fear is of the devil. Fear is never of God. And that's what the devil does. He creates fear in our hearts to keep us from accomplishing our objectives, to keep us from obeying the word of God, to keep us from leaning independent on God. I don't care what you're going through today. Let me tell you, God will bring you out, because God is not a man that he will lie, neither is he a man that he would have to repent. God don't have to repent for anything he does and anything he promised you. Oh, you're the Lord Messiah. He will bring it to pass. But many times, people of God, we miss our blessings because we're not rooted and we're not grounded. Many times we miss our blessings because we're not stable. Amen. And sometimes we waver. You can't waver with God. Hey, glory to God. You got to be consistent in what you're doing for the Lord. Yes, we're going to have our difficulties. Yes, we're going to have our moments when we feel alone. Yes, we're going to be disappointed by friends and family and co-workers and everybody that come into our circle. We're going to be disappointed, But I heard a liberal Democrat say a couple of weeks ago, he said, Make change your friend. Become a friend of change. And how do you do that? By becoming a friend of God, by trusting in his word. I see Sister Patrice. Ah, hallelujah. This woman, a young woman of God, she's not an old woman. She's a young woman of God. And she has supported this broadcast since its inception, on and off. But guess what? She's still here. So that let me know that God is still dealing with Sister Patrice. And sometimes we don't look like what we've been through. You all look at me, y'all might think, oh, she's a pretty fair-looking lady. Oh, but baby, let me tell you, I don't look like what I've been through. Because if I've told you all what I've been through, you'll say, no, I don't believe that, Sister Bernard. Oh, yes, I've been through some things. Hey, glory to God. But I give all the glory and all the praise to God because he has been a promise keeper. He has kept every promise he has promised me, and I stay in tune with God. I don't care if my mama doubts something that God has spoken in my spirit. I don't let that deter me. It don't distract me. It don't take me off my assignment. When it comes time to get on this blog talk, guess what? Bye-bye. I got to go. My mother is visiting here now. Amen. She's going to be leaving Wednesday. We've had a beautiful time. I thank God for my mother. She's been a great supporter. She's been a great mother. She's been a great provider. Amen. She's been a great encourager. Amen. So I truly thank God for my mother. Oh, but I thank God for Jesus, because if it was not for Jesus, I wouldn't even have my mother yet in the land of the living. If it was not for Jesus, I wouldn't even be standing today. So everything that Sister Ruby said in the opening, it stirred me. It moved me. I wasn't going to go this way today, but God knows what he's doing. He knew who was going to be on the line today, and I just want to encourage you all to know that whatever God has given you to do, Sister Shaw, Sister Donna, I see Sister Donna out of Los Angeles. Y'all just don't know, hallelujah, how it encourages a person when you have somebody that you know love you in spite of, even though I don't see you all every day. But when you come on this line, I know that your love is true, is genuine. Amen. Because if it wasn't genuine, and if you didn't believe in the women and men that come on this line and preach and teach the gospel, you wouldn't even dial in. You wouldn't even dial in. But we have tried to be consistent. We have tried to be faithful in opening up this broadcast. And I tell you, I labor and ask God to give us a subject. I labor and ask God, who can we get to come on? Amen. I don't want to be in here preaching and teaching every day. So I thank God for all of those listeners, and I tell you all, those of you that missed the praise-a-thon, you missed a beautiful thing. Ah, I could have went another 3 more hours. 6 hours of nothing but praise, worship, and the word. Wasn't nobody on there questioning any of the speakers. Wasn't nobody on there with another agenda. We came to celebrate our Lord and our Savior. Higher the Messiah. I thank God for my sister Dawn. This is my oldest sister, my biological sister. And she lives in Irving, Texas. And she is on this line while she's working. She's on the line. She get on the line. She may not be able to say anything, but she support me. She sends donations to PayPal. She send me money, put money in my account and everything. And she says, sister, if I can support another man's ministry, surely I can support yours. So I thank God for it. I thank God for Sister Ruby. You all don't know all what Sister Ruby does. I tell you, she told you, I showed her how to work this computer. I tell you, she know this. She know this, and she don't know nothing else about this computer. She know how to get on Blog Talk. She know how to pull up that switchboard for God's people. That's what she know how to pull up that switchboard. She know how to get in that chat room. Now, if you ask her to tune in to something else, she's not familiar with that. But she has familiarized herself with this network because guess what? She take it serious just as I take it serious. And anytime you working for the Lord, you will take things serious. Amen. So my heart is full today as we celebrate this two-year anniversary on Blog Talk Radio. And I don't have a building to put the saints in. But wherever you are, God will always lead you to a safe place. I believe God will lead you to a place where they are going to teach and preach the gospel and they won't abuse you. We don't come on the line begging. We don't come on the line telling you you're getting a $100 line and we're going to give you a word from the Lord. We don't do that. But it's so much that I want to do for this ministry. It's so much that I want to do for the kingdom of God. And as Sister Ruby always say, when God gives you a vision, he always makes provision. And I believe that with the sincerity of my heart, God will always make provision for your vision. So we just thank God for Sister Shaw, Sister Patrice. I see Brother Clarence. Thank you, Brother Clarence, for tuning in to the Praise-a-thon. Sister Arlene out of New York. Even Sister Sherry, God bless you, out of Washington, D.C. We thank God for you. We thank God for Sister Albertine and Sister Cammy. They have been faithful from the time Sister Dorothy Screen introduced them to us over the airwaves. We hadn't seen them, but we have had the opportunity to see them in Los Angeles. Her and Sister Cammy have been faithful to this broadcast, I tell you, and Prophetess Darlene Davis have come on, and we want to give you her information, too, where you all can tune in on Tuesdays and Saturdays and support this awesome woman of God. And I tell you, God, I see her faithfulness. She's on this line sometime before we even open up. She's on the line, Prophetess Darlene Davis out of North Carolina. So God is going to bless Prophetess Darlene, and I'm going to work with her. Hallelujah. One thing about it, I'll push you. I'll push you, and we may not look like anything when people see us, but guess what? When you can see some paper, some black and white, yeah, I told my graphic artist, I said, you got me looking like Oprah Winfrey. All I need to do now is declare and decree some of her money. Hallelujah. Bring it on in. If I'm going to look like you, then guess what? I want that spirit of prosperity to be on my life. And God is doing that. God is doing just that. I just salute and really commend all of you all for your tremendous support. I tell you, you know, when God bless you, you reach back and you be a blessing to somebody else. Even Sister Ruby, you know, Sister Ruby don't like that. She and I have a little conversation. She don't like nobody begging. She just believe that whatever you have need of, God is going to bless you. But Sister Ruby has been one of the biggest givers that I've known in my entire life. I tell you, she gives and gives and gives and gives, but she just don't want you to ask for no offering. She wants the Lord to touch her and tell her what to give. Hallelujah. So that's just her. But we got to open up the lines today. I was going to rebroadcast a message. I was going to do that, but God said do something else, and he started it with Sister Ruby, but we had already prepared and ready to rebroadcast the message by Elder Albert Burns from February 2011, and the subject was the power of forgiveness. You know what? I have forgiven. I believe in my heart. My heart is free, and I have forgiven those that hurt me, and now I'm able to go back and fellowship with them because I don't have nothing in my heart. I did what God told me to do. And when God tells you to do something and you walk away, guess what? You there's no longer any condemnation. And that's how God is able to take you and propel you on into your destination, on into the destiny that he has already designed just for you. We all have a destiny, and we have to pursue that destiny. But make sure that God is at the helm. If God is at the helm, anything that you ask God to do for you, he will do it. And he'll do it with the spirit of excellence, because we serve an excellent God. We serve a God that never slumber nor sleep. We serve a God that can do anything but fail, and he can't lie. So those are two things God can't do and won't do. He'll never fail you, and he'll never tell you a lie. Hallelujah, so we can stand on his promises. Amen. We're going to open up the lines, and you know, this is our celebration, and we would like for you all to express today what this broadcast and the messages and all of the women and men of God that sacrifice their time and come on here and preach and teach the gospel. Has it helped you? Has it transformed your life? Have it made you to want to have a closer walk with the Lord? So we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up the lines. Amen. And God bless you all again. We thank you all for tuning in for the Praise-a-thon. I don't know if nobody ever did a six-hour Praise-a-thon. Sister Ruby was asking that. She said, I bet you the first one that did a six-hour Praise-a-thon on this blog talk. I said, I don't know. Huh? Not the blog talk. I'm sorry. We weren't on the blog talk. We were on the free conference line. 6 hours. And I tell you, it was beautiful. We had about 13 speakers. We had worshipers. We had intercessors. Everybody was on that line, I tell you. So we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene Davis first. She was the first one on this line 5 minutes before the broadcast started. So we're going to her, and then Sister Ruby will go right on down the switchboard. Don't sign off. Celebrate Jesus with us as we celebrate this two-year anniversary. Amen.
Praise the Lord. God bless everyone. I thank God on today. It is a celebration. And, you know, when you have a party or a celebration or it's New Year's Eve, it's usually loud. So I'm just going to say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. I thank God. Hallelujah. I give God praise for 2 years. The woman of God standing in the gap. She didn't give up. She could have gave up. Standing in the gap for us for those 2 years, and it's going to be many, 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 many more. So I just thank God, hallelujah, hallelujah, is a celebration on today. So I lift up the King on today, thanking God for her. I really thank God for what she has done in my life. Just being here, she has been a blessing, and the words she has spoke over my life, I thank God, because sometimes people speak words, and they just words. But when she speaks words, they're words of power. They're words of inspiration. They're words of strength. They're words of life. They're God's words. And she's not just speaking to be speaking, but when she speaks from the throne. So I thank God for her speaking from the throne to my life. I just thank God for what he's doing in her life. And I just thank God for the increase that's coming her way. And I just thank God that she's walking by faith and not by sight, that she's not focusing on people and things and places, but she's focusing on the King. So I thank God that truly, you know, Sister Ruby was talking about she's the real thing, the real deal, and definitely she is, you know, because in her life, you can just feel her life. And, you know, sometimes people portray one thing and they live another, but I thank God this woman of God is portraying and living the life of the King, and it is what it is, and she is serving the King, and she's doing what God has called her to do. And I just want to say to you, Pastor Bernard, continue letting God use you, continue going forth in God, continue speaking God's word, and continue walking by faith and not by sight, and continue trusting the Lord as you do, and continue being that beautiful woman that you are in the spirit as well as the natural. And I celebrate you and I salute you on today, and I thank God because I didn't forget it was so I remember y'all saying today, and I was so excited. I couldn't wait to get on because I said, oh, this is the day of celebration. This is the day of an anniversary, because I know so many people have gave up after the first month, after the first year. But I thank God that y'all kept holding on, and I thank God, Sister Ruby, that you have been there with her. You have been an armor bearer. You have lifted up her arms. I thank God that you continue to be. So I salute you also, and everyone that's been in her corner, I salute you. Thank God for this ministry. Thank God for where it's going and where it came from. I'm just so excited. The telethon on Friday, I was there from the beginning to the end, and I tell you, we could have won 3 more hours. God was so good, and he just moved, and everybody just went walking in the spirit, and I just thank God for what he did on Friday and what he did on Saturday. I was so stirred up when I got on my prayer line that I couldn't calm down. And finally, I finally went to sleep and calmed down, because, see, when you connect with people, and I'm just going to try to make this real short because I know so many people that want to come on. When you connect with people that's real, when you connect with people that have the power of God, something happens to you. You catch on fire, because when the fire get lit, it's an explosion that takes place. So I just thank God for the explosion. I just thank God for what he has done. And I know that God is going to do even greater things. I thank God that he reigns on this line. Hallelujah. Because some people, you go in their line or go in their church and you don't feel God at all. But I feel the power and the anointing of God. So I just thank God. Y'all keep celebrating, and I'm going to keep celebrating with y'all. And it's an honor and a privilege to Pastor Prophetess Till told me about this line. I had no idea what God was going to do. I showed up, and God is showing out. Hallelujah. So I know that the best is yet to come for y'all, and I'm just excited for the latter days is here. I'm just excited what God is doing and what he's going to do. And I just want to say to the listeners, callers, and the people in the chat room, continue pressing on, continue going forth in God, and continue come connecting on this line. But most of all, continue connecting with Jesus. God bless you, love you, stay encouraged, and celebrate with the woman of God. It's a celebration. Hallelujah. God bless
Man,
you.
Amen. We thank you, Prophetess Darlene David. We want you to give out your information to your prayer line.
Praise God, praise God. It's on Tuesday nights at 8 and 5 o'clock if you live in, Eastern, and 8 o'clock for if you live up north, if you live in, I was going to say California, if you live in up north, or if you live and I'm laughing because lately I've been talking about California, so God must be moving, going to move me there or have
okay.
me do something there. So we thank God, hallelujah, you know. And I even said, I live in California. And I said, wait a minute, where did I say that for? And I said, well, God, whatever you say, wherever you tell me to go, I'll go. But nevertheless, in North Carolina and up north, it's at 8, 5 o'clock Central, and 8 o'clock for our time. And so it's 712-432-1500, and the code is 211-498, and that's on Tuesday night and Saturday night. Saturday night is overflow, where God flows over, to God be the glory. So if you get a chance, tell someone, tell your friends, your family, your neighbors, your foe, any people you don't even like, tell them, because God is moving on that line, to God be the glory. 712-432-1500, code number is 211-498. Thank you. God bless you.
God bless you. We're happy Sister Albertine, good seeing you. God bless you. Line is open. Good seeing you.
God bless you. God bless you, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Sister Ruby, and all the callers. I must say that it has truly been a blessing to be on the line for all the listeners, all the prophets, all the ministers you have had on, all the pastors. They have truly been a blessing in my life. And being consistent and listening, and a couple of weeks I kind of strayed off a little bit working, but the Lord kept putting it back in my spirit to get back on the line again as much as I possibly can and just stay focused. And it was such an honor and privilege to meet you, Evangelist Bernard, when you came down. It was truly a blessing. It's truly a blessing to have someone in your life that you can.
All right. Go ahead. Testify. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's all right. Hey, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
That you can have to just really care for you and pray for you and pray with love and concern and then call you and check on you. And it just means a lot when you really don't have anyone and have that support. And you really don't know how much you have really changed my life, you know, and being consistent and being faithful. You are truly, I look up to you and I admire you. And I thank God that you're in my life. And I thank God for your obedience and your radio ministry, because it really, really helps. And it was just times in my life where I was really down, and listening to this broadcast and listening to the ministers and the prophets, and that has really helped me to get through some things. And I thank God, and he has truly been blessing me. And I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for being a true woman of God and being such an instrument in my life, just being such a it's an honor to know you, and it's an honor to be on your line. And I thank God for you, and I will continue to pray for you, and I will continue to uplift you in your ministries and all your endeavors. And I will always intercede for you, and I thank you. And God bless you in your ministry. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We appreciate you, Sister Albertine. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. God bless. We're going to Sister Shaw,
thank you.
God bless. Good to see you.
God bless you, woman of God. God bless everyone on the line. That celebration on Friday, oh, my God, I'm just glad that I'm able to just have that time to speak about the miraculous thing that happened during that night. I didn't go to bed until 6 o'clock that morning. But I've never been taken and elevated so high in the spirit. The prayer, the love, the praise, that, oh, my God, the fellowship. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just wish we can do that more often. That was just something that was well needed. And as I even just laid in the bed in the spirit, the healing that came over my body, the strength, everything that God showed me, oh, my God, it was just beautiful. So I just thank God for this prayer line. The prayer line is.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
She
I didn't want y'all to choke up today.
She done dropped a minute.
So. She'll call back.
Yeah, she'll call back in. We're going to Brother Clarence. Brother Clarence.
How y'all doing? Bless y'all. I appreciate y'all.
This
is one thing. Y'all is one good thing that I have in my life right now. And I appreciate all y'all for what y'all tells me. I'm sorry I wasn't able to listen to the thing, because I tried to find a number but couldn't. I went through Facebook looking through it and couldn't find it. That was a big disappointment for me Friday. But I had a little trouble the weekend, but God is still good. I'm going to say that. He's still good. I'm at work. I'm at work, so I'm blessed, and I appreciate every last one of y'all. All the nice, kind things y'all said to me.
Amen, amen. Well, we thank God for you.
Mm-hmm. We thank God for you being a blessing on this broadcast that he led you here. So we're so excited. Mm-hmm. And God bless you.
Thank y'all.
Sister Roni.
Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord,
praise
everyone.
Praise the Lord. We're excited.
Good to hear you all's voices, and I just thank God. God led me in my spirit, my mind. I really didn't remember this was the day of the dealing with, you want to have a special type celebration today. I didn't know it was the day of the anniversary. I know this whole month is.
Wow.
But God, I thank God because he's leading me, that he led me and connected me to this ministry.
Mm.
I thank God. I already, Adrian is my cousin.
Yes.
But I thank God for connecting us on the spiritual level.
Hey,
that she, a woman of God, God brought us back together for such a time as this.
Mm.
I it's really hard to express all of it. I've just begun, been on, coming on the line for what, maybe a couple of months. I'm excited in my spirit.
Hey,
of what I know and I believe that God is doing something. I thank God for Adrian, my cousin, woman of God, being the woman of God that she is, that she has a heart for the soul.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That God, she's letting God use her, that she's reaching people that can't be reached. A lot of people that can come on this line have come to this line. And that I pray that she continue to let God, that you let God use you to do his work.
Mm.
Because it is about love.
Yes.
And I believe and I know that she is walking and trying to walk every day in the spirit of love, that let God use her. And I thank God for keeping you. I thank God for your perseverance and just the mind that he's given you to press on. And I thank God for your obedience to the will of God for your life, because I know this has been the will of God for your life.
Yes,
it has not been always easy, I believe. I know, because I know where you come from.
Yes, yes.
There's been some lonely days with this thing.
Yes, glory.
But I thank God for you being obedient through it all.
Oh, thank you, God. Thank you. Hallelujah.
That you held fast to what God told you to do.
Yes, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
And I just thank God. I thank God for you, Sister Ruby, just like the other sister was saying, that you being an armor bearer, holding up her arm, that God sent you, and you're being obedient to the call of God for your life.
Yes, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
To go alone is not easy.
Hey, thank you.
To go alone is not easy.
Yes, Lord.
But God, his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, yes,
I thank God because I know that God is working. And I just thank him, and I trust him. He's faithful. And I thank God for you all. I thank God for this ministry. Just I'm praying, and I'm looking forward and excited for what is to come. God bless you all, and I love everyone.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Ron.
Thank you.
We just appreciate you all. It's a blessing. You like the second, well, Aaron was the first one out of Michigan to come on. And you know Aaron, my cousin, he's going to spread the word. So I just thank God for my family. I thank Ronnie, you know, just to give you all a little highlight since we're celebrating this two-year anniversary. Ronnie's father is a father of 12. He's an apostolic preacher. He's been preaching over 65 years, and she is the daughter of a bishop that has 12 children that was birthed to him and his wife. And Bishop Alfred was one of the ones that God opened the gospel of Jesus Christ about the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the baptism in Jesus' name. And they
did it, and then they brought it to the family. We came out of a Methodist church. My great-great-grandfather was a presiding elder in the Methodist church. Amen. And all of his six brothers was preachers. So it's in our DNA. This is not something I desire, but it's God's will for my life. So Bishop has been in Lansing, Michigan, pastoring over 40-some odd years. Amen. Married to one wife for 55 years. Aunt Liz is no longer with us. She went home to be with the Lord in 2008, I believe. Was it 2008, Ronnie? Your mom? Yes, Ronnie?
Yes, honey. I'm sorry. I had to. But, yeah, I heard you. You gave her. What did you ask me, dear?
I asked you, when did your mom pass away?
Okay, because I had to. I'm sorry. I had to click over this. Interrupted me and I couldn't hear you. But anyway, mother passed away in 2006.
2006. So at that time, Bishop and Aunt Liz had been married for 55 years. So they built ministry. He founded two churches there in Los Angeles. And then God opened up an opportunity for him to pastor in Lansing. So her father have been preaching and teaching the gospel for over 65 years. Amen. So we're going to have him on this line next year and interview him. And it's always good to sit at the feet and hear from our patriots. Amen. Those that have already blazed the trail. So I'm just thankful for my family coming on and supporting us. Amen. So God bless you, Ronnie. We appreciate you. She's going to be helping us in this ministry as God continue to open up doors. Amen. So God bless you. We love you. We're going to go back to Sister Donna in earlier. Sister Donna, your line is open again.
Okay. I'm not going to be on too long. I just wanted to say that I was thankful also about that Sunday prayer service that really, really just gets you through the day. And just even just for knowing you, Evangelist Bernard, and even being blessed by Sister Ruby, I thank the Lord for just even gracing you guys with my life. You truly blessed my life, and to God be the glory for a new destiny prayer line. And then all the speakers that come on, that are truly a blessing. Thank you so much.
And amen. We had an opportunity to meet Sister Donna. She also lives in the Los Angeles area. Just had an opportunity to meet her and a lovely family. And we just thank the Lord. God has blessed us. I'm asking the Lord to do a gathering of all of those that we have met over the phone lines and the airwaves on this Blog Talk Radio. And I believe that God is going to do it, and he's going to make a way for us all to come together in one place. That's in my heart. That's in my heart. And I just believe that God's going to bring it to pass. Because you all have certainly been faithful, and we just thank God for you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, we're going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn.
Okay, she's
awesome.
Sister Dawn. Okay. Well, we got everybody that's on the line as far. I'm going to turn it back. Yeah, a few had dropped off. Sister Patrice was on. Maybe she had things to do. It was more. Yeah. Okay, then. I'm going to turn it back over to you.
No, go ahead. Amen. We want to certainly keep in mind our dear sister and friend, Evangelist Earlene Cummins. We want you all to send up some real sincere prayers for Evangelist Cummins. She was moved from the rehab center to the hospital there in Chinatown down in Los Angeles. And I'm going to see where she is, and I'm going to ask Sister Donna and Sister Albertine to see if they can go and visit Sister Evangelist Earlene Cummings. I have to get the information. I had the hospital written down that her husband gave it to me. I don't have the paper with me, but I'll give you all a call and make a sacrifice and go down there and see if you can see Evangelist Cummings. I might have to ride down there myself this weekend after my mother leave, because I was there for about 10 days last month, and I was able to go at least about 3 or 4 times and visit her. So she has been a strong supporter of this ministry. I've been knowing Earlene for almost 30 years, and I worked with her in the salon there in Los Angeles. And you talking about a woman that loved the Lord, that loved God's people, and loved souls. Amen. That's Earlene. She's been with Bishop Winston Singleton under that leadership for almost 40 years. Amen. So we want to certainly support her. So if you all can make a sacrifice, Sister Donna and Sister Albertine, you all live in Los Angeles. Well, Sister Albertine lives in Woodland Hills, but she can still make it down there to Los Angeles. So I will get you all the information. And those of us that's in different areas, we want to lift up some prayer for Evangelist Cummings. So I'm going to ask Prophetess Darlene to lead us in prayer, and we want you all, we're going to be celebrating all this month. I'm glad you all, Sister Ruby talking about doing this 6 hours every 3 months. Woo, Lord. She fell off the bandwagon about 4:30. She could, but she let you know I'm 71 years old, so she said I hung as long as I could. But I tell you all that she was up all day, she was. But that praise-a-thon was anointed. Yeah. I tell you, and when God knows everybody that made a sacrifice and stuck with us through that praise-a-thon, it was beautiful. And I've gotten so many rave reviews where people say, my God, some people was a little timid there and said, you had some heavy hitters on that praise-a-thon. I said, whoa, the word was flowing. And I tell you, I couldn't go to sleep. I was excited. I was listening for every speaker to come back on, or the next speaker. It was marvelous. It was marvelous. And I tell you, when you're working for the Lord, you can expect some great things. God had those speakers. You would think, like Dr. Singleton, he came out the gate like it was Sunday morning. This man, I said, Lord, this is 3-something in the morning. He was preaching like he was on the pulpit on Sunday morning. Woo! Elder Hammond out of Sacramento, he talked about 2 men in a cave. Prophetess Cheryl Harrison. And then we had Pastor Michelle was on there for the first time. And then Prophetess Darlene Davis. Woo! We had some heavy hitters. I'm just going to tell you. Ronnie. I had Minister Aaron was scheduled to speak. He fell asleep. Amen. But he said he had so many heavy hitters on the line, he was kind of glad he fell asleep. Oh, he said, Adrian, you had some heavy people on the line. So I said, those were God's people, honey. They came prepared, and they were excited about ministering that word. I tell you, when you get excited about Jesus, God will open up the floodgates of heaven just for you. So we just thank the Lord for each and every one of you all. I tell you, I'm having a time on this line.
Brother Clarence, get her number.
Yeah. Who number?
Prophetess Darlene.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. So we're going to go to Prophetess Darlene, and we're going to ask her to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummings. And if there's any other prayer needs on the line, we're going to ask Sister Ruby to open up the line. If anybody else have any prayer requests, we're going to have the woman of God to take your prayer request right now. And then we're going to get on off of here. God bless you all, Prophetess Darlene. Your lines are open. Is it anybody have any special needs or any special prayer requests? You can make it known right now. And Prophetess Darlene Davis will be praying.
Hi, this is Sister Donna. My prayer is for family, especially for my,
Go ahead.
My prayer is for family, especially for my oldest son, Willie. I'm just asking the Lord to get him back on the right path. He's kind of a little wayward, and I'm just asking the Lord for my children's salvation and a special prayer for Willie Brown.
Okay, that's Sister Shaw, Willie Brown. Mm-hmm.
Pray for my mother as she's getting ready to fly back to New Orleans on Wednesday. Prophetess Darlene, pray for my mother, Barbara Bernard. She's getting ready to leave California. We just want her to have a safe trip back home and that all is well at our house because I got a crazy brother live there with my mama. So just pray that God will bless my mama to get back and all is well.
Prophetess, I have a special request. I need you to pray for Evangelist Bernard's sister, my two brothers that are in prison. I need a power healing on this one. I want to pray for them to be released before the year is out.
Oh,
and God is a God of miracles. And I've been praying and decreeing all year long. And I need you to stand in agreement with me that God will have his way and open up the windows of heaven and pour out his blessings. And I pray and decree that it shall be done. And I just need you to stand in agreement with me and pray that God just makes a way out of no way.
Ah,
I think two or more is in agreement. He has to be in the midst. And I pray and I decree right now that I believe it. And when you pray it, I receive it, that it shall be done. In Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Thank
you, Lord.
That's Sister Albertine. Anybody else?
Yeah, and also one more. I want prayer for my son. I wanted to go and visit my son for Christmas, but I got to stay and get my youngest granddaughter off to college, but hopefully that I'll be able to see my son in January or February. Just pray that God will keep his mind. Amen.
Amen.
I have a request.
Go ahead.
I have a request.
Go ahead, Ronnie.
Okay, I want a request for my sister Patricia Smith, that God would continue to strengthen her in her faith walk, that she's walking in a faith walk against an affliction, that God would strengthen her and give her the wisdom to really completely receive the full healing and manifestation of it that God is doing. For my daughter, oldest daughter, Jennifer, that God, I know he's doing a perfect work, that he will continue to help her, keep her mind in the midst of what he's doing in her and for her in her life. Thank you.
My name is Clarence. I have a request.
Go ahead, Brother Clarence, Sheba.
Okay, strengthen me first of all, just to strengthen me in my truck.
Amen. Strengthen you in your truck. I didn't hear the last part, Brother Clarence.
Yeah, in my hopefully my truck be okay. It's broke.
Oh, your truck.
Be fixed, okay.
Prophetess Darlene David.
Yes. The last sister that spoke, what was her daughter's name?
Ronnie. What's your daughter's name?
Verona.
Yeah. Oh, yes. My daughter's name is Jennifer McEwen.
Okay. Can I say something before I speak?
Yes, go right ahead. Whatever the Lord.
What's our daughter's name is because the Lord had me start a prayer list, and he was telling me to start a prayer list for the broadcast, and I said, some of these people's name I don't remember, and God started bringing back names to me, and I started writing them down, and so he's having me form a list, so if anytime y'all have anyone, Pastor Bernard, in your lab, to text it to me, because my mom, God is doing a new thing, and he wants me to pray for things on the broadcast because he said before the year is out, some things are going to be released. But he said we got sometimes, you know, two or more of the powers in numbers, first of all. And he said sometimes we are not praying the right target, but also sometimes we're not praying with the right prayer partners. Now, speaking on this broadcast, he's saying in the body, period. And he said also sometimes people are not having the faith to believe. And he said sometimes we give up. And so we need to encourage and strengthen one another. And just as we on the break of that breaking point, sometimes we give up. And I know I have done that myself. But also he told me to give the testimony to encourage y'all. On my prayer line, we had a couple, and they were my spiritual children, and their son got in the midst of some trouble, and he was a good boy, but he was in the wrong crowd at the wrong time at the wrong place. Well, they locked him up, and he was underage. He was 17 years old, and I kept saying, when can I give this testimony, and it's today, and so just to encourage somebody, and he was 17 years old. And the parents were very upset because, you know, they were pastors and stuff. So they kept praying. We kept praying. And what they did was they said, are you going to tell, you know, the main character, the person that really had, you know, done the crime? And he wouldn't give it up because he was in a gang. He went in a gang, and he wouldn't give up the name. So they charged him even though he wasn't old enough to be charged. And so they charged him. And he went to jail. And then they switched him around, and nobody knew where he was. And his parents got so upset, and I was telling my spiritual daughter, we just going to pray. You're going to find him. He got lost in the system. Well, they found him, and then they were talking about not letting him go, and it was a long story, long thing. To make a long story short, because I just want to tell how good God is, we kept praying. We didn't give up. And finally, we had to speak. Sometimes we got to speak into the atmosphere. We had to speak because I said, God, what's going on? We're praying, and I know you hear our prayers. What's going on? And he said he was dealing with him while he was in there. And he said he was moving some things around, doing some things. But he said also we got to start speaking into the atmosphere. So I told her, start speaking into the atmosphere. Well, to God be the glory, he has been released, and he was released. And it didn't look like he was going to be released. So I'm trying to encourage someone today, tonight, to tell them that what it looks like it ain't going to happen, it's going to happen, a release. It's going to come to pass. And he was released, and he was out. And it took time, and it took to 21 years old. But we didn't stop praying. We didn't give up. Hallelujah. We kept pressing. And it was some sorrowful days for us because that was like my spiritual grandson, and I was hurting and wounded, and we were hurting. But, you know, we had to go past the pain and past the hurt and call the devil a liar because he could not spend the rest of his life in prison. And so he got released and he at 21, and there was a release. And we thank God for the release. And so we serve the same God, and he's going to do just that, I believe, for you all. And there's so many people out there that didn't even give a prayer request that is going through a loved one that's in prison. God is going to do a release because there's a great work for some of these people that's in there. But they had to go in there for such a time as that time. But there's a time now God needs them to come out and preach the gospel, teach the gospel, and do a work. Just like your sister, Pastor Bernard, she has a great work to do. I know God has called her. And so she has to come out. But when she come out, we speak that when she come out, that she won't be the same, that she'll come out with a new mind, a new spirit, that she'll do all God has called her to do, that she'll be obedient. So we don't want them just to come out. We want them to come out and do the will of God. God bless y'all.
Amen.
And it will come to pass. It shall come to pass.
It shall come to pass.
So I'm going to go into prayer now. I just wanted to encourage somebody, keep praying. It's not in vain. Keep speaking. It's not in vain. Keep hoping. It's not in vain. Keep trusting God. It's not in vain. It shall come to pass in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Stand on the word. I hear God saying, stand on the word. Hallelujah. So, Heavenly Father, we just thank you right now, God. We just praise you right now, God. We just magnify you right now. We thank you for another day, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. We thank you for another anniversary, God. We thank you for another time to come to you in prayer, God. Oh, God, we thank you because you said we commit our way unto you. You give us the desires of our heart, God. We thank you, God, because you said two or more touch and agree. And your name is done. We thank you for waking us up this morning, God. We thank you for lying us down last night, God. We thank you for the activities on them, God. We thank you for the article of our speech, God. We thank you for clothes, food, and shelter, God. We thank you for our families, God. We thank you, God, for this broadcast, God. We thank you for who you are, God. We thank you for what you're doing, God. We thank you for the rain, sun, and the storm, God. We thank you for the natural storm and the spiritual storm. We thank you for the growth, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we're walking by faith and not by sight. We thank you that we're trusting in you, God. We thank you that we're not leaning to our own understanding. We thank you that we're acknowledging you in all our ways. We thank you, God, that we're trusting you, God. We thank you, God, that it shall come to pass. We thank you, God, for the move of your spirit. We thank you for the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, for a mind to pray, God. We thank you for a mind to stay in your will, God. We thank you, God, for souls on today, God. We thank you, God, for everything, God. We thank you, God, for waking us up, God. We thank you, God, for hope, love, and joy. We thank you for the fruits of the Spirit, God. We thank you for the gifts of the Spirit, God. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, huh? So we had 1,000 tongues, we couldn't thank you enough. I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. We look to the hill, God. We don't look to man. We don't look to the system. We don't look to people, but we look to you, God, from which our help come from. And our help come from you who made heaven and earth. First of all, we ask that you forgive us for our sins, God. Blot out my transgressions, God. You heard the prayer request, God, but let nothing in me hold the prayer back, God. I'm in agreement with them, God. But let my heart be right, God. Let my spirit be right, God. Create me a new and a right spirit in you, God. Wash me right now, God, with his of God. If there's anything in me that's going to hold a prayer back, you move it out, God. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on your name, Jesus. We need you right now, Jesus. We need you right now. To move, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask him right now, God, that you lift up every speaker, God, that has spoken, God. We come against every retaliation spirit right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch every listener, God, every prayer warrior, every prayer intercessor. Lord, help us to get on our post even more. Help us to trust you even more. Help us to, God, to continue to turn down the plate. Lord, help us on this 21-day fast, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep us focused, God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to be on, continue to be on one accord with you, God, and one accord with the overseer, in the name of Jesus. Let us continue to have your vision, God, not our own mind and our own vision. Let us follow her as she follow you, God, in the name of Jesus. You heard the prayer request, God, and God, we believe you, God. Right now, continue to test Sister T's family, God, in the name of Jesus, and all the bereaved family, the Lewis family, God, and all the bereaved family that lost their loved one this year. Give them that strength to endure, to go on, in the name of Jesus. You see Brother Clarence, God, he comes on faithfully. Continue to keep him coming on, God, but as he come on, you meet him, God, in the name of Jesus. Direct his path, God, in the name of Jesus. Do something new in him, God, only that you can do, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch his heart and mind and spirit, God. Oh, God, we ask that you bless, God, that truck, God. Oh, God, if you, he needs a new one, God, you give him that new one, God. We don't know what it is, God, but you have the answer, God. Oh, God, move, God. Fix that situation, God. Fix his heart, strengthen him, God. Just as the dawn on today, God. Oh, God, keep it going on in you, God. Touch your loved ones, God, her loved ones, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now for who you are, God. We thank you for the move of your spirit, God. Lord, I ask you to touch Pastor Bernard and her mother, God. We thank you for her mother, God. We thank you for the trip, God, that she was able to make the trip, God. We ask that you strengthen her, God. We ask that you heal, God. Restore, God. When she goes back home, God, let her find a home in good condition, God. I'm asking even for it to be better condition than it was in the spiritual realm, God. You work out that situation, God. In the name of Jesus, what a son, God. And we thank you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, everyone that's in prison, God, all God going to the prisons right now, God, touch, God, move, God, touch Pastor Bernard's sister right now, God. Continue keeping her encouraged, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue keeping her mind stayed on you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask for a release. Release, God, soon, God. Very soon, God, in the name of Jesus. Because you said we have authority. If we did two or more touching the grain in your name, well, we come touching the grain in your name, God. But when she come out, God, let her come out new. Let her come out restored. Let her come out doing your work, God. Let her not just come out in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you test Sister Ruby and her family, God. Because she didn't ask for a prayer request, but you know what she's in need of. Lord, we ask that you do it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you touch God. Touch Christian Smith right now, God. Lord, we ask that you touch her, God. Help her to keep walking by faith and not by sight, God. Strengthen her body, God. Let her step her healing, God, in the name of Jesus. God of God, not just her, God. We ask you to remember her. We ask you to remember Arlene Cummins, God. Oh, God, we know that you brought her up and brought her out before, God. We know that you're the same God to bring her out and heal again. Touch her, God. Touch her body right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Blow on her right now. Blow on her right now in the name of Jesus. Blow on a new life, God. Let her live and not die and declare the works of you, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if somebody on here needs a job, God, provide them with a job, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, if somebody on here that has some doubt, give them more faith and more hope and more peace, God. If it's somebody on here that needs their marriage restored, restore their marriage, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, if it's somebody on here, God, is scared to walk by faith, God, you give them that tool to walk, God, in you, God, in the name of Jesus. If somebody's on here that need a healing, heal the body, God. Oh, God, because we were healed by your stripes, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch Brenda, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask that you touch, God, every son that's the mother that's represented on here. They touch their sons, God, whether they're in or out of prison, on drugs or all. God, I ask that you take them off drugs. Oh, God, we ask that you, if they're alcoholics, God, that you heal them from alcohol in the name of Jesus. We know you to be a mind regulator. Lord, if anybody's going through things in their mind, cover the minds. Cover the minds in your blood, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, go into the nursing homes, God. Go into the hospitals tonight, God. Touch, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask, and right now, we come against spirit of abortions, in the name of Jesus, spiritual abortions and natural abortions. Let the children be born in the spirit, in the natural, in the name of Jesus. Look down, God. We come against suicide. Oh, God, give them new mind. New hope, God, in the name of Jesus. We come against suicides in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you to give them a new mind. We ask you to restore the minds of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God. Continue to touch down, God. Continue to touch, God. Willie Brown, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God. And we give you praise right now, God. We give you honor right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Prophetess Theodore Theodore Glover, God. Touch Prophetess Theodore Glover right now, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, that you touch everyone that's working with Pastor Bernard, God. Oh, God, if they not got the right mind, move them out, God. Let them have your mind, your spirit, God. Ah, mama shandaya, la sikela la ba shandaya. Ye kana la mama sandaya. We praise you, God, right now. We lift you up right now, God. Touch families today, God. Touch families, God. Restore families back together, God. We come against the hand of the enemy, want to cause division in the body of Christ. We come against it with the blood. Oh, your blood, Jesus. Let us all get together in unity and love. Let us do what you have called us to do, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody's crying right now. Somebody's weeping right now. Dry the eyes, God. Lift them up, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody need a financial blessing, God. Only you can do it, God. Somebody need a miracle by you, God. And we ask that you do it in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Give your people a mind to press on. Press on to the mark of the higher calling in Christ Jesus. Give your people a mind to stay in your will, God. Give your people a mind, God. We ask right now, God, that you renew spirits, God. Renew minds in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. And we praise you right now. In the name of Jesus, we ask that you touch a liberal Democrat right now from the crown of his head to the bottom of his feet, God. We thank you for what you are, Mama Shandaya Lalasi, is doing in his life, God. We ask that you continue to order his footsteps. Close the doors that need to be closed in his life. Open the doors that need to be opened in his life, God. In the name of Jesus, we speak increase over his life, God. We speak their good mind and in his little Shandaya in his Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We praise you right now. And we magnify you right now, God. We ask that you touch Minister Aaron right now. Lord, ask him to go forth in you, God. We pray that he do what you have called him to do. And when the enemy comes up, let him resist the enemy so the enemy can flee. Oh, God, let him stand on your word, God, in a time of trouble, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch every grandchild and go into this line, God. Oh, God, the ones that's not saved, save. The ones that need to be delivered, deliver, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Pastor Hamilton and his ministry and the people that's helping him, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you touch Jamar, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that you touch his Daniel right now, God. Oh, God, lift her up, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask that you do a work in Danielle, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for we ask, and God, you have a calling on a lot of our Sunday on her life, God. We ask right now, God, that you breathe on her, God. Your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you and we praise you, God. We thank you for this broadcast. Only you could have kept it 2 years. And we thank you that you're going to keep it for more and more years than we can even imagine. We thank you right now for strengthening Pastor Bernard. We thank you for lifting her up right now, God. We thank you for the new vision that you have for her. Thank you for the new things you want to have her do, God. Oh, God, strengthen her body, God. Let no weapon formed against her prosper, God. Oh, God, breathe on it even now, God. Keep her ears open in the name of Jesus. We're calling on you, Jesus. Oh, God, we seal this prayer, knowing that you have heard our prayer requests. Hallelujah. We touch and agree. Right now, God, I thank you, God, for what you have done, God. We thank you in advance, God, for the release of the outcome coming out of prison. We thank you, God, for the newness, God. We thank you for your power. We thank you, God, for keeping each and every person, God, that's on this line, that's in the chat room, that's on the computer. We thank you, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember Pastor Michael Davis, God, remember Prophetess Lewis, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember the one coming on Saturday morning, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, we praise you. God, we ask that you look down upon Donna and her son, God. God, we ask that you right now that you look down, we look as you look down upon them, God. We ask that you move, God, by your might, move by your power, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now for being done, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, and God, that we see the manifestation of this prayer soon, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, God. We give you the honor. We give you all the glory, God. Hallelujah. And it is so when it is done in your name, in the name of Jesus, and we give you praise, and we thank you for each and every ministry that's on this line, God. And Lord, we ask that you continue to guide these ministries, God. Continue to lead these ministries, God, and ministries to come, God, in the name of Jesus. And as we lift the woman's arm up, God, help us to give her the right words to say unto her spirit, God. Let us never be not doing what you have called us to do. Let us never be an inconvenience, but let us be a blessing unto her, God, in the name of Jesus. Show us what to do financially, spiritually, naturally, to uplift her, to take her to the next place, God, as she take us, God, in the name of Jesus. So we just thank you and we praise you right now for it being done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, remember my sister Dawn, God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord.
Touch her right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, remember Jennifer, Lord God, and Alice, God. Hallelujah. Continue to strengthen them, God. Let your blood cover them in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you for your blood to cover us, God, in the name of Jesus. And even all, everyone that's on the line, those that's out shopping during the holidays, God, those that don't have husbands and out there along in the grocery stores and going to and fro, God, we asking you to let your blood cover them, cover their vehicles, God, cover their homes, God, cover our children while they're in school, God. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my granddaughter, Rayelle, as she's getting ready to go to a new city. Hallelujah. I'm asking you to shield and protect her, God. Let your blood cover, God. Keep her with a mind where she can stay focused on school, God. In the name of Jesus, everything that she has need of while she's in Fresno, God, I'm asking you to provide, God. Be a provider. Lead her into a beautiful church home there in Fresno, God, where she can dedicate her life to you again, God. In the name of Jesus, remember my niece, Nigel. Remember Jarvis, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you right now, God. We thank you for Bishop Alfred Singleton and Bishop Winston Singleton. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I'm asking you to strengthen them. Hallelujah. Strengthen them, God. Keep them with the vision, God. For you said, well, there's no vision, the people perish, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to strengthen Sister Cammy today, God. Remember her, Lord God, in a special way. In the name of Jesus, Bishop Jesse Grant, God, and his wife, as they celebrated 43 years of marriage, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you to continue forever to bless the man of God and his wife. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for Liberal Democrat and all that he's doing to bless this ministry. Thank you, Lord God, for him emceeing on Saturday for the praise-a-thon, the flyers, and all of the CDs that he's putting on YouTube and all of the other work that you're giving him to do to help take this ministry to another level, God. Oh, remember Prophetess Darlene, God. Bless her prayer line, God. Everything that she's seeking you for in this season, God. The doors are already about to open. Hallelujah. Reward her for her faithfulness, God. Hallelujah for her consistency. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Ah, we thank you, Lord God, for my sister Danielle again, God. Ah, the prayer that Prophetess Darlene prayed, and even the request. Sometimes I forget about my sister. Sometimes I forget about asking for prayer for my son. Oh, glory to God, but you know they're heavy on my heart, God. Oh, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to remember those that have made sacrifices, those, hallelujah, that have labored in your vineyard, God. Remember, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, cover our president today, God. In the name of Jesus, remember the first family as a whole, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, and those that don't have shelter, hallelujah, those that's out there in the cold. I don't know how cold it's been in the other parts of the nation, but it's been cold here in Stockton. All the ice is on the ground. Oh God, remember the homeless. Remember those that are sleeping in boxcars, God. Those that don't have a place, a warm place, God. Shield and protect them, God. Let your blood, hallelujah, warm them, God. Let somebody be touched, Lord God, to feed them. Let somebody be touched to bring them in, God, out of the cold, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're looking for some great things from you this year. Hallelujah, the year hasn't come to an end yet, God. And there are some things that you have promised us, Lord God, and we haven't seen them come to pass yet. But we're expecting them before the year is out, God, for you to meet those needs in the name of Jesus. We bless you and we give you glory and we give you thanks, God. Continue to cover Sister Ruby, God. Hallelujah. Comfort her during these holiday seasons, Lord God. Hallelujah. Keep our spirit high and lift it up, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you. Hallelujah. Remember Elder and Minister Albert Burns in North Carolina that hosts this Saturday segment. Remember their children, God. Remember their sons, God. Touch Mark right now, God. Oh, God, continue to heal his body, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my brother and his wife as they're flying back from Jamaica, God. Get on the airplane, Lord, and bring them safely to their destination. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, God. We reverence you today, God. Ah, glory to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. And even for those that we haven't seen, Sister Barbara and Sister Carter, Evangelist Joshua, God, we asking you to touch them, God, in the name of Jesus. And those that we haven't seen, Evangelist Doris Campbell, remember her, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We bless you, God. We bless you, God. Truly, you are great, and you're greatly to be praised. As we continue this celebration in the month of December, God, continue to open up the floodgates of heaven. Hallelujah. Continue to rain on us, God. Oh, God, keep us with a vision. Keep our eyes clear, God, and keep our ears open, Lord God, for what you are saying and what you are doing in this end time, God. And we'll be careful, God, to give you all the glory and to give you all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Bless those that are fasting, God. It's a sacrifice, hallelujah, to push back your plate. It's a sacrifice, hallelujah, to call on God until that 4 o'clock hour. Oh, but just know that your sacrifice is not in vain, that your fasting is not in vain, that your laboring is not in vain. Hallelujah. Stay prayerful during this fast. Stay committed. Sometimes you might make a mistake and put a little piece of candy in your mouth or take a little drink, but that's all right. Don't let the devil talk to you. Don't let the devil tell you, oh, you already failed the test. Get back on it the next day. And while you're fasting, be seeking God. Hallelujah. Be praying as you're in your vehicle. Hallelujah. As you're doing your chores, just begin to talk to Jesus. Hallelujah. Begin to commune with him. Hey, glory, because God going to do something special for those that have made this sacrifice. 21 days of fasting. Hallelujah. And January the 4th, we're coming off for the holidays. January the 4th, we'll to commit again to 21 days. We might mix it up a little bit. Hallelujah. But if you expect God to do something great in your life, you have to show God how greatly you appreciate him, how much much are you willing to sacrifice? How much are you willing to sacrifice for the upcoming year? How much are you willing to give up that your children will be? Hallelujah. How much are you willing to give up? How much sleep are you willing to lose? How much food are you willing to deny yourself of for the blessings of the Lord to overtake you? Hallelujah. I don't know about you all. I have a son that's been in prison almost 15 years. Hallelujah. God didn't tell me that was the will for my son's life. I have a sister that's been in prison. Next month will be 21 years, and that is not the will of God for her. Ah, glory to God. But what are you willing to sacrifice that Danielle will come home? I asked my mother, what are you willing to sacrifice for your daughter's freedom? What am I willing to sacrifice for my son's freedom? Well, guess what? I'm going to take the cup of salvation. I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. I'm going to keep on trusting him till the prison doors open. I'm going to keep on laboring in this gospel. Hallelujah. I'm going to keep on calling on Jesus until I see some changes, until I see some results. Change is going to be my friend. Oh, glory to God. I need God to move in my life. I'm tired of the enemy. Hallelujah. I'm tired of the enemy. Hey, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I have some brothers. I have some sisters. I have some cousins. I have some extended family members that I know God want to bless. I know God want them saved in the name of Jesus. So call me crazy, but I'm going to keep on trusting God. Whoa, glory to God. I thank him today. Thank him for being able to come to Sister Ruby's house every now and then. Hallelujah. And fellowship with her. I thank God, hallelujah, for opening up the floodgates of heaven. He haven't opened them yet, but I see the floodgates. Ah, glory to God. I see the floodgates opening up this year. Hallelujah. How many are willing to make some sacrifices for the floodgates to open in your life? I see them. I see the floodgates, Sister Ruby. Hallelujah. I see the floodgates. I see them. Hallelujah. I see some souls coming in the kingdom. Hallelujah. I see some souls that's going to be running for Jesus. I see some souls that's going to say, whatever you want me to do, God, speak the word. I'll go. Hallelujah. Speak the word. I'll be the sacrifice. Speak the word. I'll be the burnt offering. Speak the word. I'll be the lamb. Whoa, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I see them opening. I see the floodgates opening. Hallelujah. I see the rain. Ah, Tasha Kyle said, she see the chains falling. How many see the chains falling? No more shackles on you. You're free. The bondage. Come out of bondage. Some of us have been in bondage a long time because we've been programmed. Hallelujah. We've been programmed. Programmed to sit down and do nothing. It's time to get busy. It's time to work for the Lord. We've been programmed to stop right where we are. You don't need to go no further. We've been programmed to think that God's going to do everything. But you a lie. God ain't going to do everything. He left us. He gave us five senses to do some things. Ah, glory to God. Whoa, the floodgates are opening. Ah, how many want to go through? I see the floodgates. If we can trust God, if we can launch out into the deep, Ronnie, ah, God, but we're afraid. We're intimidated. Ah, you don't know what's up. God ain't called no weak vessels. He said, I call some strong vessels. I have some chosen vessels. You have been chosen to do the work. All you got to do is launch out. God, oh, God is with you. He has your back. Ah, you know, oh, Sonia. Oh, Jesus, I love you today, God. We better trust God this season. Get your eyes off people and trust God. Get your eyes off folks who say you can't. Anybody that tells me I can't, I'm out to prove to them that God can. Not I can, but God can. And if God can do it, surely I can too. He said greater things. He said greater things. He told his disciples, a new commandment I leave you. He said, greater things will you do. The new commandment is you love ye one another as I have loved you. But he told them greater things. If he turned the water into wine, he said, you're going to do greater. If he opened up blinded eyes, he said, you're going to do greater. If he healed the lame, he said, you're going to do greater. Why can't we trust him? I don't have nobody else to trust but Jesus. I don't have nowhere else to go. The world don't want us. Once we have made a commitment to God, you can't go back in the world. Because you know what? They're going to call. They're going to say, oh, she ain't real. She fake. She left the real thing, and now she coming over to a fake thing. So once you have left the world and you have given your life to God and you try to go back to the world, they don't even want you anymore. So guess what? The four lepers said, if we sit here at the gate, we're going to die. If we go in the city, we're going to die. So what you need to do? You need to take your chances with God, because the world don't want you. Take your chances with somebody that's going to love you. Take your chances with somebody that's going to provide for you. Take your chances with somebody that's going to make ways for you. Take your chances with somebody that's going to open up doors for you. Woo! The world ain't going to do that for you. Y'all, Jesus, I'm done. I see the floodgates. Y'all better see them for yourself, though. I don't know about see it. Yes, glory to God. I see the floodgates. Oh, Lord, let it rain on me. I'm ready for some rain. I'm ready for some new wine. I don't know about you all. I'm ready for some new things. God has promised. He said, a new thing will I do in you. God is going to do a new thing. But you got to believe that he can do it. If you don't believe it, then you won't expect a new thing. I'm expecting some new things. Before this year, I'm expecting some new things. My mama saw me with the outfit on. She said, that's old, Adrian. I said, that's all right. It's new to some because some ain't never seen it. But I'm looking for some new things, not no new wardrobe. I'm looking for some new things that I can do to make my Lord and Savior pleased. Hallelujah. I want to please God. When you done lived half of your life trying to please folks, oh, glory to God. No more folks for me. It's all about Jesus.
Amen.
Take it on, Sister Ruby.
Okay, I'm going to hop back.
Sister Ruby said, I go on one.
I'm going to let Democrat. You done a great job. Democrat.
Amen, amen. Praise him, praise him, praise him.
Open up the line a minute. You say, came on there. You done such a great job. I got to let you say something.
Ah.
Amen. God bless you. I was still in church. I called in late, but I heard amen of God, some affirmations. I heard some decrees, and I heard some declaring. I was just bear witness saying, hallelujah, amen of God. God is doing it, amen. I'm just touching and agreeing, amen of God. Your Bible's a two or three. I'm going to be one of them two or three saying, amen. I believe that. I receive that. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. You know, this is our 2-year. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Block Talk Radio. So this was the day we were celebrating. And we so
all
thankful.
Right.
Yeah, so we were thankful for the praise-a-thon. And this was a success. I said we probably do it every quarter.
Look at God.
Praise the Lord.
Look at God.
I'll say so. The Lord
says
so.
The Lord says so. KK, God bless. We're going to close out with Rain on Us by Ernest Pugh.
Rain on us.
Let your glory fill this place. Let your all-consuming fire fill this tabernacle and purify our hearts. Surround us in this place. Want you to breathe new life within us. Send a refreshing love. Purify our hearts. Let your glory fill.
Let your glory fill this place.
Let your all-consuming fire. Yeah. Yeah. High and you lift it up, and
your train fills the temple. We worship you, we worship you, we worship you, we worship you. Oh, we worship you. Oh, we bow down in your presence as the angels do, and we cry, holy, 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 holy,
tomorrow, 1 o'clock.